Hello, this is Ed Tremblay from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Tar Heel Junior Historian magazine, North Carolina History for Students. Today we'll be resuming with the Fall 2022 issue, Volume 62, Number 1. It's called History Rocks, Music in North Carolina. And the first article is The Science of Sound by Howard Ginsberg, who serves as the STEM consultant for the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction. With more than 20 years of educational experience, Ginsberg has taught science and math content across the spectrum, from elementary through high school. Honored as the 2021 recipient of the North Carolina Science Teachers Association, NCSTA, Distinguished Service in Science Education in North Carolina Administrator Award, he credits his background in the arts as the inspiration for his creative approach to teaching and supporting STEM education programs and initiatives for North Carolina schools. Take a moment to close your eyes and just listen to the noises and sounds that are around you. Try it. How many different things could you hear? Maybe you heard birds and animals, or the sounds of cars driving by outside. It is possible that you heard other people's voices or music playing. With a good effort, you might have even heard appliances like air conditioners or refrigerators, or the ticking of a clock. Knowing what you hear is a fun way to test your awareness, but understanding how you hear is both interesting and important. The things we hear are referred to as sounds. Sounds are all around us, all the time. Some sounds can be pleasant, such as music. Other sounds can be disturbing, like a noise. Pleasant or not, all sounds are a form of energy. Whenever we think of energy, we must consider three important things. 1. Where did the energy come from? 2. How did the energy reach my body? And 3. How does my body respond to the energy? Almost all energy travels in waves through some kind of matter, known as a medium. Sound energy travels through air. However, water, wood, and most anything made of particles can transfer sound energy too. When we hear sound, the sound begins with an energy source that creates vibrations, Vibrations is defined as the quick movements of a particle or particles back and forth from a position of balance or rest. These vibrations then travel through the medium until they reach the inside of our ear. Once our ear receives the vibrations, our brain does the rest. By interpreting the vibration pattern, we can recognize what we hear based on our past experiences. For example, when someone plays a musical instrument, they must first give energy to the instrument. How? By hitting it for drums, plucking it for a guitar, or blowing into it for a trumpet. That energy investment creates vibrations, which then shake the air molecules in all directions. Assuming they're not playing underwater, then they would be shaking the water molecules. The more energy that is given to the instrument, the more the air molecules will vibrate. Once the air molecules begin to vibrate, they collide or crash into neighboring air molecules. This chain of collisions will continue in all directions until there's hardly enough energy left to push the air any farther. These patterns of vibrations are called sound waves, which is defined as a pattern of activity caused by the movement of energy traveling through a medium, such as air, water, or any other liquid or solid matter, as it travels away from the source of the sound. Once the airwaves make it into our ear, a part of our ear known as the eardrum or tympanic membrane shakes and triggers special nerves in our inner ear, which deliver the information to our brain. So go ahead, close your eyes once more. How many different things can you hear? Here are the captions for the accompanying photographs. Have you ever noticed someone using American Sign Language on stage at a concert? It's only fair. That way nearly everyone can enjoy the music. Here, Jennifer Vega Cook, graduate of UNC Greensboro, interprets at a recent North Carolina folk festival. UNCG's Professions in Deafness program is the only program in the UNC system that prepares students to earn interpreting licensure. Learn more at news.uncg.edu/unique-professions-in-deafness-program. Once again, that's news.uncg.edu/unicg-professions-in-deafness-program. Another photograph's caption is, "No matter what kind of music you like to listen to, this is where it all happens. A singer or instrument creates music in the form of sound waves. Our outer ear catches them, kind of like a catcher's mitt. Then the tiny complex parts of our middle ear and inner ear translate and send those messages to our brain." And there's a diagram that shows the various parts of the outer ear, which are the earlobe and ear canal, and then cartilage and temporal muscle. In the inner ear, we have semicircular canals, cochlea, vestibular nerve, auditory nerve, tensor tympanic muscle, and the auditory tube. And in between the two, the middle ear has the eardrum, the malleus, the incus, and the stapes. And our final caption, "Another way students at the North Carolina School for the Deaf experience music is by playing drums in a drum circle. Led by the school audiologist, Dr. Thea Wilson, the Tabano drum is specifically used because it's nearly 2 feet tall and delivers a big sound, so the students can feel the vibrations of the sound waves more strongly than with other drum types." This is actually part of a sidebar article, which I'm about to read. "Many Deaf People Can Enjoy Music" by Janice Lawless, who is an ASL instructor at the North Carolina School for the Deaf in Morganton. For deaf people with severe or profound hearing loss, they enjoy mostly the beat and the bass, the low tones of music. If the music is loud enough and has enough bass, they can feel the vibrations of the rhythm. Deaf people can also create their own music by creating poetry using American Sign Language. ASL is a visual language that can paint a picture through the air. To create their own poems or music in ASL, deaf people add rhythm and repetition in hand shapes or movement. These creative expressions portray a visual music that deaf people enjoy very much. We combine some of the features of ASL poetry to our rendition of North Carolina State Song to create a visually aesthetic version of the song translated into ASL. Our version was presented during the 2022 annual convention. And there's a photograph of that with a caption, "Junior historians at the North Carolina School for the Deaf used American Sign Language to lead us in singing the state song at the beginning of the Tar Heel Junior Historians Association annual convention in 2022. The next article is "Making Instruments That Make Music" by Ben Seymour, who is a performer, teacher, member of the Guild of American Luthiers, and a graduate of the Chimneys Workshop for Violin Makers. He is also on the Artist Registry of Handmade in America and is included in the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area online artist directory. A luthier, L-U-T-H-I-E-R, is an artisan who builds or repairs string instruments that have a neck and a sound box, the hollow chamber in a musical instrument. The word luthier comes from the word luth, meaning lute, a medieval stringed instrument. I first got interested in luthery when my wife Becky wanted a plucked psaltery, an ancient musical instrument resembling a zither. I bought a kit to make her one, but the materials were so poor I knew I could do better. I built one that was much better, and then I wanted a mountain dulcimer, so I built one of those as well. It was a little rough, but it sounded great. From there on, I was hooked on getting better and better with my skills and knowledge. Becoming a luthier takes years of perseverance, patience, and desire. It's not the easiest thing to make money doing, but you will craft items of great beauty, which will also create great beauty in the form of music. Both fill the world with goodness. Check out the next page where I show you some of the steps in making a mountain or Appalachian dulcimer. Have you ever thought about who makes the instruments that you and other people use to play music? Luthier Ben Seymour tells us how he makes an Appalachian dulcimer. Number one. First, I resaw a board, which is a way of cutting thin slices off a much thicker piece of wood. Two, I put in the side wood in the bending form with a silicone heating blanket. Three, I slowly heat the slightly damp side wood with the blanket while it's in the mold. After letting the sides cool overnight, they are now bent. Four, I glue a back strip to the back seam using a go-bar deck, which uses flexible rods that are bent to apply pressure as a clamping device. The same method is used for securing the braces onto the back. Five, this is the top of the dulcimer with the sound holes cut out. You can see how the two sides were joined together in what is known as book matching, the practice of matching two or more wood slabs so that the adjoining surfaces mirror each other like an open book. The resawed wood is opened up just like you would open the pages in a book. Six, the finished product, if all went well as planned. Next article is The History of Hip Hop by Kaisha Jennings, who is the content director for the North Carolina Arts Council and an award-winning hip hop scholar. Her research primarily focuses on black woman writers, hip hop feminism, and popular culture. Jennings's writing has been published in both academic and non-academic outlets such as Life Hacker, Not New Hip Hop, Vulture, Indie Week, CLTR, and Scalawag Magazine. Did you know that besides being the most popular music genre in the United States, hip-hop is a culture? Many people often confuse rap and hip-hop as if they were the same. But hip-hop is a culture, and rap is a popular music genre that was birthed out of hip-hop culture. Culture is defined as a way of life for a group of people. They often have shared values, beliefs, and traditions. Take North Carolina, for example. It is part of Southern culture. The South is well known for its barbecue and Southern charm, among other things. Hip-hop is an artistic and cultural movement that began in the Bronx, New York, in the 1970s. The South Bronx was a neighborhood of limited resources, isolated from the rest of New York City. As with many other urban communities, the construction of a major highway destroyed community gathering places, forced some people out of their homes, and left many parents without jobs. The unfortunate living conditions caused an increase in crime and gang activity. Black and Latino youth found their own way to make their surroundings positive. They threw house parties, park jams, basement bashes, and block parties. Hip-hop parties were positive alternatives to gang violence and gave the youth an outlet to be creative. The parties also created opportunities for the community to come together, be social, dance, and escape their reality. What's a party without good music? Historians agree that DJ Kool Herc, H-E-R-C, is the father of hip-hop. His family immigrated to New York City from Kingston, Jamaica when he was 13 years old. On April 11, 1973, after borrowing his father's sound system, he and his sister Cindy Campbell threw an epic back-to-school jam in their community center. The goal was to raise money so that she could go shopping. The two had no idea the party would be talked about for years to come. The party was important not so much because of its size or Herc's playlists or any dance that got introduced, said hip-hop journalist Jeff Chang. The party sparked a scene that transformed the Uke culture in the Bronx. DJ Herc went from throwing parties at his community center to DJing at block parties and then eventually nightclubs. He became well known for his 6-foot-tall speakers and ability to mix records. The culture of hip-hop was forming on its own as others began to model what was happening in the Bronx. Although today the rapper is the star, during the early moments of hip-hop, it was all about the DJ. The DJ was responsible for keeping the party's energy high by playing good music with catchy breakbeats from 1970s funk albums. The most popular DJs developed large followings and drew the biggest crowds at their events. This allowed for the B-boys and B-girls, or as you may know them, breakdancers, to showcase their moves on the dance floor. So where was the rapper? Well, the rapper didn't quite exist yet. Today, rappers are often referred to as an MC. In the early days of hip-hop, an MC simply meant that the person's job was to move the crowd. In fact, if any rhyming was to be done by the MC, it was to talk about how great the DJ was. In most cases, the MC needed the DJ's permission to get on the microphone at all. It's important to point out that all MCs are rappers, but not all rappers are MCs. A rapper is an entertainer. An MC is someone who is committed to perfecting the skill of lyricism, or rhyming by combining sentences that are meaningful. Oftentimes, MCs are amazing storytellers. As hip-hop culture gained popularity and expanded, DJing, MCing, breakdancing, and graffiti became known as the four elements of hip-hop. Today, hip-hop has spread all over the world. From music to fashion to popular dances and language, it influences young people in Japan, France, Germany, South Africa, Cuba, and the UK. Over the past 40 years, the genre has demonstrated its value to society. Hip-hop has the power to heal and connect people from different backgrounds. So here are the captions for the accompanying photographs. First photograph is of Dreamsville Festival 2022 at Dorothea Dix Park in Raleigh. Dreamville, or Dreamfest, is a multi-stage festival curated by best-selling rapper and North Carolina native J. Cole. The event offers an opportunity for J. Cole to give back to his home state, which he says has helped shape the artist that he has become. Second, a photograph of J. Cole, founder of the Dreamville Festival, at the first concert in 2019. Another photograph, handwritten party flyer for what was possibly the first hip-hop jam, August 11, 1973. Festival goers lined up to have their photos taken with the J. Cole Festival mural in 2019. And Mariana Evans, better known by her stage name Rhapsody, performing in 2018 at the Apollo Theater in New York City. Rhapsody is from Snow Hill and started rapping when she was a student at NC State. Her most recent album was influenced by and honors black female musicians and other icons from North Carolina's Nina Simone to Sojourner Truth and Michelle Obama. Next is an accompanying article, Fun North Carolina Hip-Hop Facts, by Kaisha Jennings. First, J. Cole. Fayetteville's J. Cole was the first hip-hop artist in 25 years to go double platinum without any guest features in his Grammy-nominated album, 2014 Forest Hills Drive, which came out in 2014. Little Brother was started in a college dorm room in 2001 by a group of North Carolina Central University students and defined the sound of Durham hip-hop for years. The members of Little Brother, Ninth Wonder, Big Pooh, and Fonte, have gone on to work with superstars like Drake, Jay-Z, Dr. Dre, Kanye West, and Questlove. P.D. Pablo. Hailing from Greenville, P.D. Pablo gave North Carolinians an anthem that still resonates 20 years after its release. The single, Raise Up, was produced by Timbaland. Pablo's debut album was certified gold. James Brown and Melvin Parker. James Brown's funk songs have been heavily sampled in hip-hop. I Got You, I Feel Good, from 1965, has been sampled more than 125 times by notable hip-hop acts such as Lil Wayne and Kendrick Lamar. The featured drummer on the track is Kinston native Melvin Parker. Hip-hop scholars. North Carolina has the most hip-hop scholars who have been awarded Harvard University's Nasir Jones Hip-Hop Fellowship. Hip-hop super producer Ninth Wonder, Dr. Mark Anthony Neal, the James B. Duke Distinguished Professor of African and Asian American Studies, and spoken word artist and educator Dasan Hanu are alumni who live in the Triangle area. Sha Rock, born Sharon Green in Wilmington, was the first female MC to rap on a vinyl record. She began as a local B-girl in the earliest days of the South Bronx hip-hop scene and later joined the Funky 4 Plus 1 as the Plus 1. Sha Rock's rhyming style inspired MC Lyte and the legendary DMC of Run-DMC. DJ Samps. Before the pandemic, DJ Samps hosted the Street Flava Mix Show on Duke's WXDU Radio, which launched as the Underground Sound Mix Show in 1994. Since then, Samps has both contributed to and influenced the Triangle's hip-hop scene, making him a pioneering local legend. The program is arguably the longest-running hip-hop show on college radio in North Carolina and the second oldest in the country. College classes. Students can take college-level hip-hop courses at UNC Greensboro, UNC Chapel Hill, North Carolina Central, North Carolina A&T University, Johnson C. Smith University, and Duke University. Some of the courses include the History of Hip-Hop, Beat Making Lab, Rap Lab, Beyond the Beat, Exploring the Politics of Black Poetry and Rap, Rhapsody's Eve and Hip-Hop Feminist Literature, and the Seminar on Black Women and Hip-Hop Music. The NC State Cypher is a growing North Carolina-based movement based by Cypher University. Every Monday night since 2010, hip-hop heads meet up at the NC State's Free Expression Tunnel. The gathering is rooted in expression of freedom, improvisational arts, and the open exchange of knowledge through hip-hop. Cypher University has also established cyphers at several other universities, including Appalachian State and UNC Chapel Hill. The next article is Music is a Family Affair by Dr. John Cockman, who is a fiddler and a professor of physics at Appalachian State. He's an original member of the Cockman Family Bluegrass Gospel Group. He lives with his wife and six children in Blowing Rock. Please allow me to introduce myself. I am a home builder and a professor of physics at Appalachian State University in Boone. But above all, I am a fiddler. I've played gospel, old-time, and bluegrass music for as long as I can remember. My wife and I feel very fortunate that our children have spent their entire lives in the mountains of North Carolina near Grandfather Mountain. We have six children who are also musical: Arwen, Lorian, Morgan, Daniel, Rowan, and Elowen. From the time they could talk, our children have been singing because music runs in our family. The older girls have won championships in fiddling, singing, and songwriting, and have made several CDs that have sold thousands of copies. They even once won a national yodeling championship in Albuquerque, New Mexico. On Tuesday evenings in the summer, we welcome up to 100 local friends and students to our free fiddle camp. We give lessons in fiddling, playing guitar, singing, and even dancing. We love the music so much, and we want to pass it along to other young people in the high country. Over the years, more than a dozen amazing youth bands have grown out of these weekly camps. When I was a child, there was nothing I loved more than making music with my family. I have three brothers and one sister, and I cannot remember a time when we were not playing instruments and singing together. We did not watch television shows or play video games, so you might think we had plenty of time for music. However, that was not the case. Before and after school, we spent long hours working on the family peach farm. It was very special to me at the end of the day when we finally had time to put everything aside and make music together with our mother and father. On warm summer evenings on the front porch, or on frosty winter mornings by the wood stove, Our young voices would lock together in perfect harmony while the string instruments kept time. The joyful union of our souls and music is something I will never forget. Even though we grew up to perform for thousands of people all around the country, our very best music was made just for Mama and Daddy in our little North Carolina cabin. Now that my siblings and I are grown, our children make music together. If you can imagine 17 cousins, all with instruments, forming three bands, then you have the general idea. The older group consists of Arwen and Lorian and their cousins Sam and Joe. They call themselves Terrapin Creek after the stream that runs through the family homestead where the cousins live. When they get time away from school and jobs, they perform at churches and festivals, including Merlefest, North Carolina's largest bluegrass music festival. But most of all, they just enjoy weekend family get-togethers at Mama and Papa's house. Papa will cook burgers and Mama will make sides and sweet tea. Before too long, out come the instruments, and the hills begin to ring with some of the most beautiful family music and harmony that you will ever hear. Here are the captions accompanying the photographs that are in this article. The Cockman Family Bluegrass Gospel Group. Standing from left to right, Carolyn, John Jr., Billy, David. Seated, Ben and John Sr. Another photograph, Lorian's playing the banjo and Arwen the fiddle at ages 8 and 10. Terrapin Creek, the cousins' band, left to right, Joe, Sam, Arwen, and Lorian. And Mom, Jennifer Cockman, and Morgan enjoy listening to Arwen and Lorian fiddling tunes with their father, John Cockman. And now a closer look at a North Carolina musician. Benny King, born 1938, died 2015 in Vance County. Benjamin Earl Nelson was born in Henderson in 1938, but he later chose the stage name Ben E. King. King is best known as the singer and composer of the 1961 classic Stand By Me, a top 10 radio hit that has since been covered by Otis Redding, John Lennon, and Florence and the Machine. King was also one of the principal lead singers of the group The Drifters. He saw a total of 21 songs chart on the Billboard Top 100 throughout his career, including the 1960s hits This Magic Moment and Save the Last Dance for Me. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of North Carolina History. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ed Tremblay, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. And the number again is 919-832-5138.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me.